70% of single millennials say they are just completely priced out of the housing market right now, especially after last year's 9% price jump.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal out there.
Right. Yet somehow, an incredible 42% of you are determined to buy a home alone anyway. So, welcome to the deep dive. Today, our mission for you is unpacking the 2026 Australian mortgage market, specifically the grueling financial penalties standing in your way. The single tax.
It really is a tax, too.
Okay, let's unpack this. How is the system actually punishing solo buyers?
Well, what's fascinating here is the sheer math of the single tax. It all comes down to how banks calculate your living costs using the household expenditure measure, or
HEM.
The HEM, exactly. If you're a solo buyer earning, say, $100,000, you get hammered by an estimated monthly HEM of $2,835. Plus, banks tack on a mandatory 3% serviceability buffer.
To your interest rate.
Right. Just to make sure you can handle future rate hikes.
But, I mean, a couple earning $150,000 combined splits all those non-discretionary costs, you know, rent, groceries, power bills. The solo buyer takes the full hit of those base survival expenses alone.
Yeah, and that leaves them with vastly less borrowing power compared to their actual income.
Yeah.
Solo buyers just inherently riskier on paper because there's no second income to, you know, absorb life's shocks.
Right, but wait, I thought the October 2025 reforms were supposed to fix the deposit hurdle. I mean, the government expanded the home guarantee scheme.
They did, yeah.
And they totally eliminated that old $125,000 individual income cap. So now, a high-earning solo buyer can target a $1.5 million Sydney property with just 5% down and no lender's mortgage insurance.
Which is huge, right? That LMI fee is a killer.
It really is. I mean, it's like the government just opened the VIP section of the property club for you.
They opened the VIP section, sure, but the banking regulator, APRA, is basically the bouncer checking your tab at the door. Yeah. And APRA introduced a strict 2026 rule. Banks are now restricted to a 20% limit on new loans that have a debt-to-income or DTI ratio of 6.0 or higher.
Wait, hold on. So even if you have the 5% deposit,
yeah,
a $10,000 limit on a credit card you literally never use, or an old HECS student debt can actually block your mortgage.
Oh, absolutely. Because the banking algorithm doesn't care that your credit card balance is zero.
Yeah.
It looks at a $10,000 limit and assumes you could max it out tomorrow. So it adds 10 grand of phantom debt to your DTI ratio.
Wow.
So if you're listening to this and you've got a just-in-case credit card, your broker is going to put you through what they call DTI triage.
DTI triage.
Yeah, they will actively advise you to aggressively close open credit lines just to stay under that 6.0 ceiling.
So saving more cash just isn't enough if the DTI math fails. You basically need a backdoor.
You do. And we're seeing solo buyers turn to alternative paths that actually work. Like the family security guarantee.
Right, using parental equity to reach that 80% loan-to-value ratio.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it requires strict, independent legal advice because, well, the bank can go after your parents' house if you default. The other path, which is exploding right now, is co-buying with friends via fintech platforms like Co-operty.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because if you do this, there is a critical legal trick. You have to use tenants in common instead of joint tenants.
Yes, that is essential.
Right. So you can have unequal shares, like maybe 60-40, and actually leave your specific share in a will to whoever you want.
Exactly.
And lenders are getting on board too, right? They now offer 90% LVR LMI waivers to tier two professionals. We're talking registered nurses earning just $90,000.
Because the job security is phenomenal. The banks view them as extremely safe bets.
So what does this all mean? It means buying solo today requires complex financial architecture, not just saving cash.
It does, which leaves you with a final, slightly provocative question to think about. As fintech platforms make drafting these shared agreements and splitting bills totally effortless, will fractional co-buying with friends permanently replace the traditional solo mortgage?